The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside, wishing to speak with him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, asking to speak with you." But he said in reply to the one who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, how has every ounce, every drop of evil entered into the world? It happens every time the will of the Father is rejected. Going back to the very beginning, to Lucifer and the fallen angels, to Adam and Eve, and then all down through the ages. Yet what is the inverse of this? How does all goodness, all grace come into the world? It's every time the Father's will is done faithfully. When our Lord Jesus Christ came into the world, what did he say? "I came not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me." And what did he bring? Salvation, because he did the Father's will perfectly. And on one occasion he says, "The will of my Father is the food that sustains me," as it should be for every single one of us. Everything in God the Father is fruitful. He is the source of all life, all light, all beauty, all goodness. And what happens when we cooperate with his will? We too bear fruit for him. And beginning with ourselves, but then also with others. Because what does our Lord say on one occasion? "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will be saved. But only the one who does the will of my Father." If you do God's will in your lives, you will be saved. But then what does he reveal today? "Whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother." If you want to bear Jesus, if you want to bear me and other souls, if you want to give life to me and others, just do God's will. You know, sometimes people say, "You know, Father, what do I do about my husband or my wife or my kids or my parents, my friends, people in my own parish?" Our Lord would say today, "You just do the will of the Father as perfectly as you can, and it is the absolute greatest thing that you could do for the souls around you. It is the means by which he will be born in them." Every saint, at the very beginning, on their path to sanctity, they made a decision. "I want to do God's will in my life, no matter what. Mother Teresa, I want to refuse him nothing." And what happens? The fruitfulness of the lives of the saints is incredible. Let us ask a special grace of our Lord today. The grace to love the will of his Father. In every single one of us, there are tendencies to fight against God's will. In certain ways, we have attachments to this life which prevent us from embracing his will in all things. We ask for a love of the will of the Father and to be so purified that we desire to do it in every aspect of our lives.